The settlement of southern Africa. The Bushmen were the first inhabitants of southern Africa. For more than 10,000 years, they hunted and gathered food and used stone tools. They were notably small in stature, probably related to the Central African pygmies. Bushmen dwelt mainly in the more plentiful northern regions of what now is South Africa until they were pushed southwards by invading Hottentots. The Hottentots were cattle herders and village dwellers. Like the Bushmen, they did not use agriculture and gathered their nuts and berries. The Hottentots shared many religious beliefs and customs with the Bushmen and had similar ruling structures. Coming from more northern regions of Africa, they pushed the Bushmen into poorer lands. That way their cattle could have better grazing land. For many centuries, the Bushmen and Hottentots were the only dwellers of South Africa. Then, roughly 400 years ago, the Bantu invaded the region from the north. The Bantu spread through southern Africa during the 13th through 17th centuries. They migrated in immense numbers from the more northern parts of Africa, as the Hottentots had done. Cattle played an important role in their lifestyle. Cattle were used both as trading money and for their milk, skins, meat, and labor. As well as being cattle herders, the Bantu were also agricultural. Because of their vast numbers, the Bantu tribes required large amounts of land. Since arable land is obviously more valuable, that was the first territory taken by the Bantu. The Hottentots and Bushmen were likewise pushed into less and less favorable regions. In 1652, Jan van Riebeck, a Dutch explorer, founded what is now Cape Town on the Cape of Good Hope. For years, the Dutch and Portuguese had been trading with India and the East Indies by way of water route. This new settlement provided a halfway point for the trading ships to stop at. The population of this new Dutch colony grew rapidly, and eventually, boer trekkers, which were Boers, were sent to find better grazing land for the cattle. The colony's borders expanded into the territories of the various African tribes already there. Numerous battles resumed, and the numbers of the Bushmen and Hottentots were reduced massively. The Dutch then met the Bantu in the early 1700s, and in 1779, a series of frontier wars was begun. Later in the 19th century, diamonds, then gold, were found in great quantities in parts of the region. This attracted the attention of the British, who, with little resistance from the Dutch, took control over the area and made it a British colony. This colony gained its independence during the early 1900s and came to be known as the Republic of South Africa. Music by Travis Emmett.
Faster. All right, this one's faster. So what's the call again? Waiting for a call.